Finally, on today's show, a look at how life sometimes teaches us to reframe our understanding of failure. Daughter, doctor, and caregiver. Those are three very different roles, but Erin Lockhart had to play them all at the same time when she took care of her mother, who had multiple myeloma. It's a cancer that attacks the bones. Lockhart is currently a geriatric fellow at the University of Pennsylvania, but she's worked in acute care in hospitals before. Caring for her mother, who lived in St. Louis, Lockhart had to not just shift between roles, but she also had to redefine her professional concepts of what success means.
By January, I went to an appointment with her, and at that point, she was down to about 80 pounds from 120. She was having a very hard time getting around. She was in chronic pain and needing really high-dose pain medications. And given that functional decline and her onset of frailty, I felt it was appropriate to start talking about palliative care and hospice. And her physician actually looked at me and corrected me and said that it wasn't called palliative care at their center. It was called supportive care. He then turned to my mom and said, I have a lot more to offer you. You have at least another year. And I had actually had a conversation with her the night before, and I had told her I felt we would be lucky if we had 3 to 6 months. So it was hard to have that conflicting information and to be the daughter doing the prognostication. A few days after we initiated hospice, I was able to get out there. And at that point in time, we anticipated that it would be pretty quickly that she declined. And my aunt had been staying with her and helping her with her medicine and getting her on a schedule. And she was actually awake for slightly longer periods during the day. She was a little more lucid. My stepmother, who's sweet, sweet for doing this, took a train over to St. Louis from Kansas City to spend time with me. And I go upstairs to help my mom with going to the bathroom and doing some things. And a couple hours later, I come downstairs and my stepmother's sitting on the couch and she looks very concerned. And she says to me, Erin, I have to let you know I'm not feeling myself right now. I'm not feeling well. And so Dr. Me jumps in and is like, okay, describe your symptoms. Tell me what's going on. And she says, well, I don't know how to describe this, but I feel like I'm myself and I'm outside of myself looking back at myself. And I'm doing a neuro exam. And as I'm doing it, I'm realizing that her speech is very stereotypical for someone who's stoned. So at some point, I turned to her and I said, Marcia, is there any chance you could be stoned? And she was like, well, you know, I was going through and eating some of the cookies from your mother's freezer to see if they were good and if we should keep them. I went upstairs and asked my mom if there was a chance that any of those cookies had marijuana in them, and she just started laughing. Fortunately, my mother passed when I was at her bedside on April 9th. It was just me. I think in a way she wanted it just to be me. She was peaceful. And for me, and over the next few days, I kind of evolved into this peaceful kind of feeling. And I just felt really proud that we took such good care of her. My aunt and I, all of her neighbors, friends, my other family. When people come together in that way and can support a person through such an important phase, it's a beautiful thing. One thing I think that has changed, and this is partly just maturing in the field, is when I was a resident and I heard all these tragic stories, somehow I felt shielded from them. Like, these terrible things won't happen to me and my family, and they do. And for that reason, I think that we really need to teach young physicians how to manage caregiving, how to manage their patients' caregivers in a way that's compassionate and caring and supportive. I think that sometimes physicians almost shy away from families because they're scared of all that complex emotion and, you know, they don't always know what to say. So I feel like if I can share my experiences and use that as a way to teach people and to normalize some of these things, that's what my mom would want me to do.
Erin Lockhart talking about caring for her mother, Mary Walbridge, who died in April of this year.